First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving us another opportunity to be here to worship Him.
想在这里先感谢神，让我们有机会在能够在这里一起查考圣经的道理。
We pray that the joy and peace of our Lord fill your hearts.
愿平安喜乐都加添在每一个人的身上。
Today I'm going to share with you the topic on worship God.
那今天想要跟大家分享的主题是敬拜神。
Worshipping God is the duty of every Christian.
那敬拜神是每一个基督徒都应该要做的使命。
We live to worship God.
那我们活着就是要来敬拜神。
Because we know that our Lord God is our Creator and He is also our Savior.
因为我们知道我们的神是我们的创造者，也是我们的救世主。
So tonight I'm going to base my sermon on some passages in the book of Psalms.
那今天想要跟大家分享的是有关在诗篇里面的一个经节。
We can read chapter 95.
我们请翻开诗篇95篇。
Psalms 95, actually 96 and 97, talk about worshiping God.
那在96篇跟97篇这里有讲到有关敬拜神的事情。
If you have read 95, 96, 97 before, you would have discovered there are many similarities in these three Psalms.
如果你有念95、96、97篇的话，你可以发现这三篇有非常相似的地方。
And the theme of this three Psalms is about worshiping God.
这三篇的主题就是有关敬拜神。
We can read 95, verse 6.
我们可以念95篇第六节。
Please read 95, verse 6.
95篇第六节。
All come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的神面前跪下。
Why should we bow down before our Lord and worship Him?
为什么我们要屈身敬拜，跪在神的面前呢？
Here we are told that because He is our Maker.
因为在这里解释基督是造我们的神。
He has created us.
他创造了我们。
He has given us life.
他给了我们生命。
He has provided us with the things that we need.
他给了我们生活所需要的。
We can read 96 verse 9.
我们可以再念96篇第九节。
Chapter 96 verse 9.
96篇第九节。
All worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, tremble before Him, all the earth.
当以圣洁的装饰敬拜神，全地要在他面前颤抖。
Here it tells us about how we should worship the Lord.
这里告诉我们，我们要如何的来敬拜神。
We must adorn ourselves with holiness in worshiping Him.
那我们要以圣洁的装饰来敬拜他。
Here we are told that we must tremble before Him, meaning we must fear the Lord.
在这里也讲说我们要在他面前颤抖，意思就是我们要敬畏他。
So in our worship, we must also fear God at the same time.
所以在敬拜神当中，我们也要敬畏他。
We can look at 97.
我们再看九十七篇。
Please turn to Psalms 97. We read verse 7.
诗篇九十七篇第七节。
Let all be put to shame who serve calf images, who boast of idols. Worship Him, all you gods.
愿一切侍奉雕刻的偶像、靠虚无之神自夸的，都蒙羞愧。万神啊，你们都当拜他。
Here we are told that.All the gods must worship Him.
这里告诉我们，所有的神都要来敬拜这位真神。
The book of Psalms tells us that we are gods because we have been chosen by God. 我们是神。
在诗篇里面有讲说我们是神，那我们是被他所选的。
And it can refer to all the false gods in the world.
这可以解释为是我们世上所有的假神。
So all these gods must also come and bow down before this true God.
所以这些假神都要在这位真神面前来敬拜他。
Because no other God is like him.
因为在世上没有像他一样的一位真神。
He is the only supreme God.
他是唯一一个有权威的神。
So from here we find that for us to worship God, we must know who the Lord God is.
所以我们在敬拜他的时候，我们必须要先了解这位神是谁。
We also see that our conduct in life can affect our worship as well.
那在我们敬拜神的当中，我们也需要提醒我们自己的行为。
You know that if we worship God, at the same time we don't conduct ourselves properly.And our worship may become an abomination in the eyes of the Lord.
那如果我们在敬拜的事上没有注意我们自己的行为，那我们就会在神面前神就会在我们面前生气。
Now we can turn back to chapter 95.
我们再看回来95篇。
To look at other reason and to find out who this Lord really is.
我们来看这位真神到底是谁。
We can read chapter 95.
我们来看95篇。
Psalms 95, we read verse 3.
95篇第三节。
For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods.
因主为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。
Here we are told that he is the great God.
这里告诉我们，他是一位大神。
He is the great king above all gods.
他是一位大王，超乎万神之上。
We know that in this world there are many false gods.
我们知道在这个世上有很多不同的假神。
But our Lord God is the great God. He is the great king above all gods.
但是我们的基督他是大王，他是大神，是超乎万神之上的神。
Meaning that no gods can be compared to him.
意思就是在这世上的神没有任何人可以跟他做比较。
I believe that we all have this knowledge about God.
我相信我们大家都对这位神有这样子的了解。
But is the Lord God the true God in our hearts?
但是这位神是真的在我们心中所住在里面的神吗？
Sometimes we find that there are many other gods also occupy our hearts.
很多时候我们会发现有很多其他的神也住在我们的内心中。
In our mind, we know that Jesus is the only God.
我们虽然知道这一位真神是唯一的真神。
But we do allow other gods to occupy our hearts at times.
但是有时候我们却允许我们的内心住着别的其他的神。
We find that if we were to enter into a form of worship,then our worship will be rendered ineffective.
那如果我们进入到这个敬拜神的这个阶段当中，我们会发现我们的敬拜神的步骤会不对。
Because there are other gods who are in our hearts.
因为有其他的神在我们的心里面。
Since Jesus is the only true God.
既然这个耶稣是唯一的真神。
Then we have to drive off all the other gods from our hearts.
那我们必须要把我们内心其他的神把它赶出去。
Only then each time when we kneel down to pray.
那我们在每一次跪下来祷告的时候。
Then we can truly worship this true God.
那我们才可以真正的来敬拜这位真神。
We can read chapter 96.
我们来看诗篇九十六篇。
We read chapter 96, verse 4.
第四节。
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, he is to be feared above all gods.
因主为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。
Here we are told that he is to be feared above all gods.
在这里告诉我们，他在万神之上当受敬畏。
How much respect do we show to our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们到底有对这个 主耶稣敬畏多少呢？
If we say we fear God,
我们如果告诉我们自己我们敬畏神
It means that we must walk in his ways.
那意思就是我们要走在他的道路上。
Whatever he has instructed us to do, we must follow.
那他跟我们讲什么，我们就要以他所讲的来做。
Many a time we find that we live a life contrary to the teachings of God.
但是很多时候我们会发现我们自己 的生活跟神希望我们活的生活有误差。
It means that we have not truly feared the Lord God.
意思就是我们没有真正的来敬畏这位真神。
So when we talk about worshipping God,
所以我们在讲敬畏神的这个事上
our hearts must be filled with this reverence towards God.
那我们的心一定要有敬畏的一个元素在。
So we must be very determined to follow what he says to us.
所以我们必须要立志来走在神的道路上。
We can read chapter 97.
我们再来看诗篇97篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 97. We read verse 9.
诗篇97篇第九节。
For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
因为你主至高，超乎全地，你被尊崇。远超万神之上。
So God must be exalted far above all gods, all the other gods.
那这位神一定要被尊崇，远远超过其他的神。
To do that, first of all, we must believe that there is only one God, one true God.
要来完成这件事情，我们必须要相信这世上只有这一位真神。
No other gods can be compared to him.
那其他的神没有办法跟这位真神来比较。
No other gods can be compared to him, for example, in terms of his power.
那举个例子来讲，其他的神没有像他这样子的有能力。
We know that he is the only self-existing God.
那我们知道说他这位真神是自有拥有的。
No other God is self-existent.
那在其他的神当中，没有一个神是自有拥有的。
In fact, this is one of the things that the Book of Psalm has been talking about.
那实际上，这个诗篇这几段经节就是在讲有关这位真神自有拥有的事。
We look at Psalms chapter 86.
我们来看诗篇86篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 86.
诗篇86篇。
We read verse 8.
请看第八节。
Psalms 86, verse 8.
诗篇86篇第八节。
Amongst the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works.
主啊，诸神之中没有可比你的，你的作为也无可比。
So amongst all the gods, no one is like this one true God.
所以在诸神当中，没有一个神能像他一样。
Because he is the only supreme God.
因为他是唯一胜过其他神的一位神。
We can read chapter 89.
我们来看89篇。
Psalms chapter 89.
诗篇89篇。
We read verse 6.
第六节。
For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who amongst the sons of the mighty can be likened to the God, the Lord.
在天空谁能比神呢？神的众子中谁能像主呢？
There are two questions here.
在这里有两个问题。
The first is directed to the Spirit in heaven.
在第一个问题在讲有关天空的圣灵。
灵界里头。
灵界里头的的一些
神灵。So in heaven, no spirit is like the Lord God.
所以在灵界当中，没有一个灵比像这个神一样。
Because he is the most high God.
因为他是至高的神。
Alright, now, well, the second question is directed to humanity.
那第二个问题是，是针对于这些世上的人。
Who amongst the son of the mighty can be likened to the Lord?
这神的众子中，谁能像神呢？
We know that this is a rhetorical question.
那我们知道这是一个。
知道答案的问题。
哦，这个知道，我们会知道答案的这个问题。
We know that no one is like him.
我们知道说，没有一个人能像他。
So both in heaven and on earth, no one is like God.
所以在灵界跟在世上，没有一个神能像这位真神一样。
How do we know that he is so special?
那我们怎么知道他是如此的特别呢？
Now we come back to chapter 95.
我们再念回来诗篇九十五篇。
If you read verse 4 and 5, here it talks about his creation.
那在第四节、第五节这里讲述他的创造。
Because in his hand are the deep places of the earth.
在地的深处，在他手中。
Because he has, you know, here it tells us that he has created the universe.
在这里告诉我们，他创造了宇宙。
That's why no god is like him, because no other god can ever create a universe like God did.
所以在世上没有任何一位神能像他这样子的有能力，因为他是唯一的神，创造了这个宇宙。
We can also see this, yeah, in chapter 96 as well.
那我们也可以在96篇当中看到一样的事情。
Because he has created the universe,
因为他创造了宇宙。
That's why the heavens must rejoice.
所以在灵界中，所有的人都要赞美。
The same idea is also mentioned in chapter 97.
那在97篇里面也有讲到类似的事情。
Because he has created the universe.
因为他创造了宇宙。
Now I want you to read Isaiah chapter 45.
我们要来看以赛亚书45章。
We read verse 18.
18节。
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18.
以赛亚书45章18节。
For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God who formed the earth and made it,Who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited, I am the Lord, and there is no other.
创造诸天的神，制造成全大地的神，他创造坚定大地，并非使地荒凉，是要给人居住。他如此说，我是主，再没有别神。
Now he is the creator, no one is like him.
他是创造天地宇宙万物的神。
So when we worship God, we must understand this very clearly.
所以我们在敬拜神的时候，我们必须要对这个非常的了解。
If we believe that there is other or there are other beings who are like him,
如果我们相信还有其他的神能像他这样
，then our worship cannot be genuine.
那我们的敬拜就没有办法提到他的面前。
Cannot be accepted by God.
也没有办法被神所接受。
If we want to truly worship him,
如果我们真的要来敬拜他
then we need to know our relationship with God.
那我们必须要知道我们跟神之间的关系。
And how we should conduct ourselves as well.
那也需要知道我们的所应该做的事情。
Now we are going to look at a few points based on 95, 96, and 97.
那我们接下来要来讲有关几点，有关这个诗篇95篇、96篇跟97篇。
Now we look at 95 first.
我们先来看诗篇95篇。
We know that God is our God.
我们知道主是我们的神。
Now we read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice,
因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民，唯愿你们今天听他的话。
Here it talks about our relationship with the Creator.
这里告诉我们，我们跟这个创造者之间的关系。
Especially us who have been chosen by God, who has been redeemed by His blood.
尤其是像我们是被挑选出来，被 被他的宝血所洗净。
Here we are told that we are the people of his pasture.
这里告诉我们，我们是他草场的羊。
We are the sheep of his hand.
是他手下的民。
What does it mean here?
这个意思是什么呢？
It means that in this relationship with God, we must be led and guided by God.
所以意思就是我们在跟神之间的关系，我们一定要由他来带领我们。
We cannot afford just to worship God in prayer and in singing, and after that we live a very loose life.
我们不可以在敬拜他当中只是敬拜、祷告、唱诗，然后就这样子结束了。
And here in verse 7, we are told that we must hear his voice as well.
在这第七节里面也告诉我们一定要听他的话。
So from verse 8 to verse 11,
从第八节到第十一节这里
The Exodus generation is quoted.
那在这个出埃及的出埃及记的这个经节里面有提到在这里。
出埃及记的世代。
的世代有提在这里。
You know, if you look at the Exodus generation,
如果我们看这个出埃及记的那个世代
The people were very rebellious.
很多人他们非常的不敬畏神。
After they crossed the Red Sea,
他们在越过这个红海之后
，According to Exodus, they were very joyous. They sang praises to God. They worshiped God.
从出埃及记里面，我们可以看到他们非常的高兴，他们敬拜神，他们唱诗歌颂神。
But sadly, not long after that.They began to rebel against God.
但是不久之后，他们就开始不敬畏神。
So we find that their worship was useless.
所以这告诉我们，他们的崇拜是无用的。
So today, if we want to truly worship the Lord,
所以今天我们如果真的要真的来敬拜神
，In our life, we must listen to His voice.
在我们的生活当中，我们要听他的话。
Meaning that we must not harden our hearts.
意思就是我们不要硬心。
We must not behave like the Exodus generation did.
那我们也不要像这个出埃及记的世代的这些人一样。
We know that the consequence of these people was very terrible.
我们知道这些人的后果是非常的悲惨的。
Because they were not allowed to enter into the promised land of the Lord.
因为最后他们没有办法进入那神的应许之地。
Because their hearts became hardened.
因为他们的心硬。
So if you think about the story very carefully,
如果我们小心的来查考这个故事。
Sometimes we ask ourselves, how could a generation who praised God so much?Ended up not being able to enter into the land of Canaan.
那这个如此崇拜来高颂神的这个世代，为何没有办法进入那神所应许之地呢？
Just like us today, we always praise God and worship God.
就像我们今天一样，我们常常的来敬拜神，来歌颂神。
Can our worship lead us to our ultimate destination, the heavenly kingdom?
但是我们的崇拜能真的一直达到这个天上这个属灵的世界吗？
So for us to enter God's kingdom require us to listen to his voice and to follow his words.
那我们要如何的来进入这个天国这个我们要先做的就是要来听他的话。
Now we look at the second point from chapter 96.
那我们再来看第二点从96篇这里。
We read verse 9 and verse 10.
请看第九节跟第十节。
All worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, tremble before him, all the earth.
当以圣洁的装饰敬拜神，全地要在他面前颤抖。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Say amongst the nation, the Lord reigns, the world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved, he shall judge the peoples righteously.
人在列邦中要说主作王，世界就坚定，不得动摇。他要按公正审判众民。
A person who worship God with his whole heart.
如果一个人他以真正的心诚恳的心来敬拜神
，will always allow God to reign in his heart, to rule in his heart.
那时常就会有希望这个 神来做他的王。
Not only that, he will proclaim this message to the world.
那他也会跟其他人来讲述这个神的话。
Because he must have experienced the goodness of worshiping God.
因为他一定亲身体验到这个神的话。
That's why he is driven to tell the world how good it is to worship God and to be ruled by God.
所以他才有这个动力能够来跟其他人讲，要这是让神做我们心中的王是多么的好。
Today, why do we worship God?
所以今天我们为什么要敬拜神？
Because we know that He is our Savior.
因为我们知道他是我们的救主。
Whatever we need is is in His providence.
那我们所需要的，他都可以给我们。
Most importantly, He gives us salvation.
最重要的，他给了我们这个拯救。
If we know that all these are so important to us,
如果我们都知道这是对我们来讲是非常重要的。
And we treasure them so much.
那我们也非常的珍惜这个。
Do you think we will not go out and let the people know about it?
那我们是不是也应该要让世上的人知道这个事呢？
We will do whatever we can to let the world know that it is good to worship God.
那我们也会尽力的来让其他人知道敬拜神是多么的美好。
It is beneficial to worship the one true God.
因为能够来好好的敬拜这真神是非常的有福气。
Now let's look at the final point.
我们再来看最后一点。
We turn to chapter 97.
来看诗篇九十七篇。
We read verse 10, yeah?
第十节。
Chapter 97, verse 10.
诗篇九十七篇第十节。
You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserved the soul of his saints. He delivered them out of the hands of the wicked.
你们爱主的都当恨恶罪恶，他保护圣民的性命，搭救他们脱离恶人的手。
Here it tells us about how we should conduct our life.
这里告诉我们，我们应该要在生活当中如何活。
This chapter also talks about the righteousness and the justice of the Lord.
这里也告诉我们有关神的公义、
公正跟公义。That we read verse 2.
我们来看第二节。
Chapter 97, verse 2.
97篇第二节
Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
密云和幽暗在他的四围，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Here it talks about God's righteousness and justice.
这里告诉我们神的公义和公平。
If we love the Lord, if we love worshiping God,
如果我们喜爱敬拜神。
Then we must hate evil.
那我们一定要恨恶罪恶。
Meaning that in our life we must hate evil.
所以意思就是在生活中我们要恨恶罪恶。
We know that evil cannot be part of our life.
我们知道恶不可以在我们的生活当中。
Because in God there is no evil.
因为在神里面没有恶。
So for those who worship God, they must flee from evil as well.
所以那敬拜神的人一定也要离开这个罪恶。
We turn to Amos.
我们来看阿摩斯书。
We read chapter 5.
第五章。
Amos chapter 5.
阿摩斯书第五章。
We read verse 15.
十五节。
Amos chapter 5, verse 15.
阿摩斯书五章十五节。
Hate evil, love good, establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord of God of hosts will be gracious to the remnants of Joseph.
要恶好善，在城门口秉公行义，或者主万军之神向约瑟的渔民施恩。
Here is a piece of advice given by Amos to his people.
这里阿摩斯跟百姓所做的一个建议。
He instructed them to hate evil and to love good.
他告诉这个百姓要恨恶，要好善。
To love good in this context here means they must establish justice.
那在好善的这个字眼在这里面是意思就是要秉公行义。
You know that in the ancient time, they always have court cases held in the gates by the gates.
那我们知道在以前的世代，我们他们在做这个这个 在做这个审判的时候，他们会在一个公堂之前，
城门，
在一个城门之前。
This is their practice at the time.
这是他们那个时候所会做的事情。
That's why Amos says, establish justice in the gates.
所以在这里阿摩斯特别讲说要在城门口秉公行义。
This is to love good.
意思就是要好善。
And to hate evil means to destroy injustice, to remove injustice.
那恨恶的意思就是要从公义当中走出来。
To remove injustice.
就是在把公义除掉。
不义。
不义除掉。
This is to love good.
意思就是要来好善。
So in our life we must be just.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们一定要行公义。
So the way we treat people must be fair.
所以我们在跟人的人际关系，我们一定要公平。
So before God we must be righteous.
那在神面前，我们也一定要公义。
So only in this way that we find that when we worship God, then God will accept our worship.
那如果我们能这样做，我们就在神面前能好好的来敬拜他。
We look at another example.
我们再来看另外一个例子。
We turn to the book of Romans.
我们来看罗马书。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
We read verse 9.
罗马书十二章第九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 9.
罗马书十二章第九节。
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Here we are told abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
这里保罗告诉我们，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
From verse 10 onwards, Paul has given us many examples.As to how we should conduct ourselves as Christians.
那在十节以下，保罗有举很多例子，有关要如何来爱我们的弟兄。
Let's read verse 14.
我们来看十四节。
Bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
In this case, to hate evil means, not to curse, to stop a cursing, to remove curse.
那在这里，厌恶的意思就是，我们不可咒诅别人。
Even when we are persecuted, we are wronged by others.
虽然我们被其他人来逼迫，
we must bless.
我们还是要给他们祝福。
This is to cling to what is good.
意思就是要亲近善。
This is what we have to do, yeah.
这个是我们必须要做的。
Especially we who worship God, we should all the more do this.
尤其是我们这敬拜神的人，我们更要做这个事情。
We need to remember this.
我们要记得这个。
God is our judge.
神是我们的公义。
We need to understand that God will vindicate for us.
那我们知道神一定会帮我们做公正的审判。
So when we are persecuted, we should not try to curse or try to retaliate.
所以当我们受逼迫的时候，我们不要咒诅那些逼迫我们的人。
This is to do good.
意思这个就是要跟善亲近。
Now we look at another example.
我们再来看另外一个例子。
We look at the same chapter.
我们来看同一章。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 18.
十二章十八节。
If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
To live peaceably with all men is good.
能够跟众人和睦是很好的事情。
Not to live in peace with others is evil.
没有办法跟人和睦是恶的。
We know that our God is a God of peace. He is the God who grants us peace.
那我们知道我们所从敬拜的神是平安的神，他给我们平安。
So we must be peaceable with all.
所以我们一定要尽力的与众人来和睦。
You know that for us to have peace in our own family or in the church,
能够在我们自己的家庭或者在教会里面有和睦。
Many a time it depends on us.
那很多时候是靠我们自己的行为。
We can stir up peace in our own family.
我们可以先从我们自己的家庭当中和睦。
By being very peaceful towards one another.
就是要对家庭每一个人都能够非常的和睦。
Likewise within the church is the same.
那在教会当中也是一样。
If we want to experience the peace of God in the church,
如果我们想要体验这神的平安。
First, we need to understand that not having peace in the church is evil.
那我们必须要先了解，如果在教会里没有平安，就是恶的。
God does not want to see a conflict or confrontation in the church.
因为神并不想要，不喜欢看到我们教会当中有不和睦的地方。
So we must hate evil.
所以我们一定要恨恶罪恶。
We know that every time we gather together here,We are here to worship God.
每当我们一起聚在这里的聚集在这里的时候，我们是要来敬拜神。
So there must be peace in the midst.
所以平安一定要在这个聚集里面。
Only then we find that our worship is meaningful.
也唯一这样子，我们才可以知道我们才可以觉得这个聚集是有意义的。
May God bless all of us.
愿神祝福大家。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。
Number 7.
第七首。